Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Good morning, everyone. This is your girl, Coach Shea, and welcome back to the Woman Christian CEO podcast show. Today, it is October the 8th of 2019, and this is our number 12 show. So thank you for always coming back to listen. I hope that we're sharing something that is inspiring you and motivating you to move forward. I thank you for being a great supporter. So please don't forget to subscribe to our show. And also make sure you give us a rating of 5 stars. We want to know that we are sharing something that is inspiring you and motivating you. You can even leave some inspirational notes. That would be so grateful to me. And thank you once again for showing your great support. So last session, we talked about the power of prayer. And I want to continue on this series of the power of prayer. Now listen, can you believe that we are already at the end, we're in the last quarter of 2019. We have less than 90 days left in this year. And as business owners, we do look at quarters and time frames and things of that nature, making sure that we are setting our goals and we're planning and we're doing the necessary things to build a profitable business, making sure we got our marketing strategies or what have you. But here's what I want to do in the next few sessions. I want to talk about the power of prayer. And I've shared this in our last podcast. And so today we're going to talk about faith. And I believe that planning coupled with goals, coupled with prayer, and of course, taking action, that is where your results that you desire to see in your life will happen. See, the reason why I believe in the power of prayer, there is where you get your strategy, your strategic planning. You hear what God wants you to do through you. He unctions you through the Holy Spirit to do certain things. And that is why it is important to have a prayer life in your business. And as the Woman Christian CEO, it is our responsibility to make sure that we are doing that part in our business, and not just for our business, but in our daily lives as well. So today we got a great topic talking about without faith, prayer falls flat. All right. Without faith, prayer falls flat. So the power of prayer is one thing, but to activate that prayer, you must have faith. Faith is what you can't see, smell, touch, or even hear sometimes. Faith is knowing that the promises of God is there for you when you show up and take action. I believe in a scripture, and I don't have it in front of me. It talks about the just shall live by faith. It is the Christian way of life, that it is our way of living. It is through faith. That is the way we have to live. And without faith, we know, according to scripture, it is impossible to please God. And so in our businesses, as being ambassadors of Christ in the marketplace, we must activate our faith in order for us to see the results that we desire to see in our life. And it also shows others as believers when we stand up, activate our faith, trust and believe in God, do the work. We are showing others what is possible when we do what God has called us to do. So I wanted to talk about that. And before I get into it, I got one more thing I want to share. I'm so excited to announce that our November course for the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School is completely full. But if you missed it, that's okay. We got our next one class coming January 23rd through the 25th of 2020. So we are on our way now. We are in the enrolling process for our January course. So if you're listening to this and you have a desire to launch your life coaching business, or you have been coaching in your business, even if you are certified, this course will get you where you desire to be and building a profitable, and the key word is profitable, business as a life coach. I've been coaching for the last 10 years, and I'm telling you, I've learned every mistake that I can think of. I'm always learning, but I believe I have something that will equip you with the tools, the resources, the planning in order for you to be successful in your coaching business. What I know, there are many people who are great at coaching and have a gift for coaching and have a call to coach, but they do not have the business structure. And because they don't have the business structure, they're not profitable. And that is why the Launch Your Life Coaching Empire Intensive Training is what you need in order to get you there. So what I want you to do is make sure you go to thewomanchristianceo.com and you can learn more about our Life Coach School class coming up in January of 23rd through the 25th. So you do not want to miss out on that next class. It's a perfect time to get in so you can set the tone for your year, to be prepared for your year so you can start making a great income. All right, let's get down to the juiciness for today. Today, we're going to talk about Without Faith, Prayer Falls Flat. I love to listen to different podcasts, YouTube channels, radio shows, and particular Christian ones, and they teach about faith and how it affects our prayers. We should never skip an opportunity to hear a fresh word from God, especially when you are building something and really need to hear from Him. And I heard this message once called Mega Faith. It was about the Phoenician woman in Matthew 15. She came to Jesus seeking His help with her daughter. She believed that Jesus could help and persist in asking Him for help, even when He ignored her and even when He was outright denied her. Finally, He told her she had great faith and He answers her prayers. I want you to pay attention one more time. Finally, after she had persisted, consistently coming after for Jesus to heal her daughter, He told her that she had great faith and He answers her prayer. Sometimes you have to be persistent in asking God for what you need. Many times you say, well, I asked and He didn't hear me, or I guess it's a no, but God wants to stretch us. He wants to stretch us. So sometimes you got to keep coming and acting through faith, because she believed that He can do it. One, she knew He had the answer. She knew that He can heal her. So she kept coming, and He told her that she had great faith. He didn't say, you have worn me down with your nagging, or I will do it, or just shut up. He told her that she had great faith. God is not tired of you asking for what you need. He's not tired. He's not intimidated. He's not feeling any kind of way of you asking for what you need. God is not man. And so sometimes when we ask God for something, we associate our mindset or our subconscious mind as if we're actually our best friend or our parents or your boss or whatever. But He is our Heavenly Father, and He wants to stretch your faith. So you got to keep asking. So why is this so important? Hebrews 11:6 reads, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. When you pray for your business, you must believe that God exists and that he will reward those who earnestly seek him. Listen, my brother, my sister, my woman, Christian CEO, you must believe for what you're asking for. You must keep coming until he answers your prayer. Let me share this. The good exit part should be pretty easy to us as believers. But do you really believe that he will reward those who earnestly seek him? Or do you pray as if you're playing the lotto and may or may not win? I'm going to say that again. Do you really believe in what you're asking for? Or are you praying like the lotto? Maybe he will and maybe he won't. I heard friends say, well, let's pray about it and see if God does something about the situation. What is that? Let's pray about it and see if God does something about the situation. If. Change the if and approach prayer time with confidence. And keep your faith strong after you're finished praying. What do you do after you pray tells God what you believe about him. Listen, I understand the struggle. I understand being wavery. I've done it all. But at the end of the day, in order for me to get the results that I need to see in my life, my faith has to be consistent. Do I give it overwhelm? Yes. Do I get tired sometimes? Does it get scary for me sometimes? Absolutely. But I have to stand strong on my faith. So let me share an example. If you pray for God's provision, but then you spend the rest of the day complaining about the need to others, you are demonstrating a lack of faith in his ability to provide what you need. Wow. If you pray for God's provision, but then you spend the rest of the day complaining about the need to others, you are demonstrating a lack of faith in his ability to provide what you need. Pray, listen, stand in faith, listen, speak life over your business all the time and listen. Pray, listen, stand in faith, listen, speak life over your business at all times and listen. It's very important that you activate your faith in prayer, stand in faith, believe God, take action, and he's going to provide what you need. If he didn't answer the first time, go again. If he didn't answer the second time, go again. Because you know that your Heavenly Father, he has the answer for what you are looking for. So in these last few days of 2019, again, we're less than 90 days into the new year. Believe God for the extraordinary. You may say, you know what, Shea, I didn't get my goals. I didn't reach where I want to be in the last few in this year. But it's not over, my sister. It's not over, my brother. We still got time left in this year. God is time and he can redeem the time. But you got to act in faith. You got to believe and you got to take action on what he put in your heart to do. Remember what I said. Pray, listen, stand in faith. Listen, speak life over your business at all times and listen. Oh, pray. Thank God. So I hope I shared something that will inspire you and motivate you to go to God right now and believe in prayer that he's going to answer what you need and you're going to have what you need to get yourself to the next level. All right, guys, until next time.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.